Fred at School Show. Fred at School Show.
This is Fred Film Radio, and welcome to the first episode of Fred at School. Fred at School is this beautiful and illuminating project within the Creative Europe program, and with the objective of raising awareness about European films among young audiences, and of course to develop their own film literacy. Indeed, what's going to happen is that every month we're going to have one film shortlisted by the Lux Prize, and it will be shown through streaming, thanks to my movies, all around Europe in 8 different countries, and the students will actually analyze it, discuss it, and then produce radio clips. So we're going to have this sort of back-and-forth relationship between students and radio programmers, and also a flipped idea of a classroom, so the students actually take over, and they start being aware of what it means to be film literate. The first film that we're going to deal with for the very first episode is Illegal by Olivier Massey de Passe. And before we continue, let's just hear this classic way of introducing a film.
Fred at School.
Illegal. Illegal is the second feature film by Olivier Massey de Passe, a Belgian director born in Charleroi in 1971. The film is a co-production between Belgium, France and Luxembourg, with an overall budget of around 2.2 million euros. The production focused on the need to mirror the physical and human reality of the places and characters in the story to the utmost. Even if the temporary detention center for migrants, where most of the action takes place, was reconstructed in an abandoned industrial building. The film was presented at the Cannes Festival's Quinzaine des Réalisateurs in 2010, and the Belgians chose it as a candidate for the Oscars in the category of Best Foreign Film, although it didn't reach the top 5 shortlist. Before Illegal, Massey de Passe directed 2 short films, Chambre Froide in 2000 and Dans l'Ombre in 2004, both featuring decisive female characters who are determined to reach their objectives at all costs. Both films were great critical successes, bringing up 60 prizes and awards at various European and international festivals. Following this success, the Belgian director made his first feature film in 2006, entitled Cages, which is the story of a passionate but destructive love, and was invited to many international festivals, including Toronto and Rome. The film was met with a great critical acclaim in Belgium and created great excitement among the public. A direct link between Massey de Passe's previous films and Illegal is, once again, the centrality of a female character who must fight to defend her identity and emotions. What stands out most is the presence in all 4 films of the same leading actress, Anne Cousin, whom the Belgian director describes in the following way. She's a Stradivarius. With an instrument like that, you don't change a thing. If you play it, you never tire of it. I have shot all my films with her. I think I understand what rings true in a role, but with Anne, I can really go further. With her, more than with others, I truly become an actor's director. Our symbiosis is a very positive influence on my films, particularly on this one. Presenting the film, Massey de Passe explained how the idea came about to put an illegal immigrant at the center of the story. Many films have shown what people are ready to go through to stay here, in our country. One day, I discovered that I was living 15 kilometers from an administrative detention center for those who have been found without the documents required to live in our country. I wanted to find out more. So I was often in the field meeting illegal immigrants, but also immigration agents and the police. I decided not to make a documentary, but a work of fiction, because it allows a deeper exploration of the point of view of the various characters. I was trying to achieve something more universal. Moreover, I wanted to treat the subject like a psychological thriller. While writing the film, I often thought about Alan Parker's Midnight Express. Although I wanted the film to be realistic and based on in-depth research, everything that is seen in the film actually happened, at least once. After Illegal in 2015, Massey de Passe made the TV movie Le Sanctuaire, presented in January at the International Festival of Audiovisual Programming in Biarritz.
And we're back. We listened to a pretty conservative and yet very detailed clip to introduce the film. But now, you know, we've listened to all the material produced by the students, we just selected a few things and we can have this sort of pan-European little review.
Since the beginnings, the movie wants to represent the condition of the immigrants in Europe and how they're treated. The action follows Tanya, a Russian immigrant, and her little son, Ivan, a 13-year-old child.
Some of us feel that she was afraid to tell the authorities Kirill a name out of fear that she would have been forced to stay in the asylum.
The movie says that she is doing the right thing and the government are the bad guys. In real life, that illegal things, like the title says, it's illegal.
Like, leaves us thinking, like, it makes us think about what's happening, like, almost imagining, like, what their life would be like after the ending. Like, because they've left it like that. It makes us just like, what did they do?
So, thank you for listening, dear audience. We'll be back in our after next movie. Like we said, in our language, tak fyr okur.
So, tak fyr tak fyr okach? Well, I need to ask him. My Icelandic is definitely not up to date. But there was just a tiny fraction of the opinions that we had all throughout Europe. We could say probably briefly as well, like in Romania, overall, the students liked it. Italy, they liked it. Interesting discussions from the film. I mean, mixed views more or less. But, for, you know, roughly, they liked it too. And in Iceland, they were kind of, they said that it was really emotional. But at the same time, you know, watching it once is enough. they also gave some stars, which I thought was a great idea. 3.5 out of 5 for the Grunschkolina Almavik, sorry for my pronunciation. And in Croatia, they all liked the movie. It was really, really well received. So, we listened to that. We already know that the students have managed to watch it. I have managed to watch it. You know, this is the first episode. I have to introduce the big project because it sounds so big, but at the same time, it's happening and that's wonderful. That's something that Fred Radio wants to do, and he wants to make this project all inclusive. So all the films, in fact, will be made accessible to students with visual and or hearing impairments, thanks to subtitles for the deaf, audio description for the blind. That's very important. Accessibility has to be a crucial key in order also to develop film literacy all around the European countries. Before I talk too much about the project myself, I'm very thankful to have also Natasha Senjanovic with me, and she will in fact lead a few interviews with some of the partners and the people that actually made Fred's School happen as well. And in fact, we're going to hear Marisela Rossetti, which is the director and general communication programmer for Lux Prize. And then we're going to hear Benedict Prot, which is the French coordinator, as well as Odd Nissen, Nick Walker, respectively the Icelandic and UK coordinator. So, of course, you have to stick with us, and you're just going to be right back and dive into the real Fred at School project after a short break.